Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Bobby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
It's the youth. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Youth, all the way from Denmark and via Dirty Water Records. And just so you know up front, the first half of the show this week is coming from Dirty Water Records, but it's not a Dirty Water Records special.
Oh.
What I want to know is, what is The Youth's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Youth?
No, facebook.com/ youth DK, as in youth Denmark, DK, not decay. The letters right. DK, youth DK. Paul of the Internet One, Tony Nil. I'll tell you right now, Tony, that via Dirty Water Records and the internet, you've got a whole world of Facebook pain in the first half of the show this week.
Okay.
Fair However, enough. The second half of the show, I should say, the first half of the show this week, including the youth that you just heard, has got a real 60s... garage punk rock vibe to it, as does a lot of the Dirty Water Records output. And hello to PJ from Dirty Water Records. I'll stop saying that in a minute. But The second half of the show goes increasingly bonkers.
Okay.
So stay tuned. I've got a little bit of additional material for you left over from last week. We are making the show a day early this week, aren't we, Tony?
We are.
And that's because of me and you.
Yes. Scheduling.
That's right. Me mainly this week. I'm off to Edinburgh again on Tuesday morning. I'll tell you all about it later on the show. First up, thanks very much to Joni H. Giz, who sent us a card. I mean, if you have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Joni did. Here we go. Hey, P&T.
Hi.
Tony versus Paulie B and the internet, and tunes that'll get every appetite wet. Hooray, punky boys, for most excellent noise, your distraction from shining the helmet.
Cool.
And that's Joni H's The Truro Trolleys, Dolly. There you go.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Joni, and we expect to hear more from you in the future. If you have a poem, any at all, as I say, email them to me. I'll read them out. I'm not proud. We're going to get on with another track, Tony.
Okay.
This is our second one that's come by Dirty Water Records. Rather than hiatus... and managed to bring out, or are in the process of bringing out, quite a few releases over the next month or so. this band, a band called the Teamsters, and they have described themselves as being a little bit kinksy, as it goes.
Okay.
However, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Teamsters?
No, facebook.com/Teamsters Music.
Yeah.
Probably being in step two, Tony Neal. I picked this track of the new releases that they brought out off their new album because it's named after an old girlfriend of mine, who's the reason that I ended up going to Norway. And also, eventually, the reason why I ended up going to Copenhagen as well, where the first band, The Youth, I believe are from. They're certainly from Denmark anyway. See how it all ties in?
Ah,
oh, yes, indeed. This is A Girl Named Linda. This is Iguana Bass underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Teamsters and a girl named Linda. I actually think they're a little bit like, what was that? A bit like the Libertines.
Okay.
Old-fashioned sounding Libertines. I'll go with the Libertines were old-fashioned sounding now, I suppose. Yeah. Good 10, 15 years ago. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm here, Riley. No, we're not getting the younger son.
We are.
Anyway, you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Right, let's have it.
Okay, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Dead simple, everyone's on Facebook. Get in touch, get involved. We'll read them out. So, we've got a few comments, mostly in response to last week's show. So, a few about last week's show. Emma O'Pantychrist got in touch.
Who said, how could she not?
Exactly. She said, awesome. Thank you from Pantychrist. No, thank you.
They're your new favourite band, aren't they, Tony?
It's the best name I've heard in a long time.
They are your new favourite band. I knew it. As soon as you put on there, Pantychrist, inspired, or to that effect, I mean, he's going to like these.
Didn't disappoint.
No.
Fat Boy's been in touch. He says, another week with no twat, poor Manly. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be happy this week, but more on that later.
You've not been called Manly Tony in a while, have you?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Long-term listeners. Depends how long they've been listening as to what they call me.
Yeah. I know that your mum got, how it came about is your mum got upset when I called you Camp Tony, didn't she?
Yeah.
So we had to change it so as not to upset your mother. Manly. Butch Tony for a while, of course. That was my favourite one.
Butch lasted a while.
Butch.
Cherry-headed bum snogger was also one of them.
That was that was my fault as well. Sorry about that. Forgotten about that one. You got a number of names.
Yeah. Benefit for Battle Sanctuary also got in touch, saying, great show as usual. Thanks for featuring the Salt and Battery benefit compilation for Batworld. The comp can be purchased here. There is a link, so do go to our Facebook page and follow the link and listen to last week's show for a sampler of what that compilation is all about.
Yeah, and we were very, very pleased to advertise that compilation as well, and I hope some of you bought it. And the masterminds behind the compilation, a band called Scanner, we are featuring in the second half of the show this week.
Excellent. And finally, Niall Murray, with an A, who says, hi there, guys.
Hamish.
It's Charlie Harper's 70th birthday soon. Any chance of a UK sub special? They're great. Almost all of the music you play is fantastic, but that would be special. There you go. So
I'll find out exactly when Charlie Harper's birthday is, because I don't have the information to hand, and we will play a couple of UK subs tracks to celebrate when the time comes.
Yeah. I don't think it's that long ago. We played some UK subs anyway. I can't remember. It felt not long ago anyway.
They've had their album out last year.
Yeah. That'd be what we did then.
Album 650.
That's it for Facebook.
It's very well done, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Very well done indeed. I better get on with the next track then. This is The Thanes, Dishing the Dirt. You're listening to The Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Thanes via Dirty Water Record, Dishing the Dirt. Great licking, Matt. Got a great lick. What is The Thanes Facebook page?
facebook.com/thethanes.
No, facebook.com/groups/34633265217/FREF=TS. Why is that, Tony?
You haven't said default URL.
I haven't said default URL. Come on, the Thanes, you're really good at music. Why don't you have a look at technology? It's really easy. We can do it.
Yes.
In fact, why don't you have a word with label mates, the Teamsters, or the youth? They seem to have got it sorted. Anyway, great song. 3 out of 4 from Dirty Water. One more. I said that like I meant Dirty Water. What am I? Yeah. Hey, it's all for charity.
Yeah.
Dirty Water Records, Paul B. Edwards. You loon. Yeah. Now, Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. No.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
Because by Jiminy, did I make up for you staying in.
Excellent.
Last Thursday night, in Biggers Way, did the first heat of the Last Minute Comedy New Act of the Year competition, which we run annually. And really, really good night, actually. Really brilliant. And the act that won it, not only did he win £100, he also got the phone number of one of the barmaids.
Excellent.
Good work. What a night out he had. Then on Friday, I was at a bit of a loss of what to do, and then I got invited to a party in Bedford, in an office block.
Okay.
By Guardian squatters. Guardian squatters are people that go in two buildings at the behest of the people who own the building to look after the building until such time as they know what to do with the building, thus stopping squatters getting in. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Yeah, and these guys had one hell of a party. And I'm glad I went. Didn't start till about 10 o'clock at night. I got there about 4:15. Things were just starting to get going. It wasn't until the early hours of the morning when the young people decided to all get naked. And I was just sat in an armchair at that point, drinking goth cider with a vet from the Valleys called Ian. And we sat there as this woman got pretty much completely undressed in front of us and started riding about. Well, we did really notice. Be perfectly brutally honest, we drank quite a lot by then, and we were talking about a new phrase for rough fingering.
Okay.
That I've christened the Stevenage handshake. And it could be a word of the week. We haven't had a word of the week for long. That's a phrase, but yeah. We haven't had the word of the week in a long time. So let's make the word of the week this week the Stevenage handshake, shall we?
Okay. Cool.
As in, is she worth a Stevenage handshake, or I'm terribly sorry, I appear to have given you a bit of a Stevenage handshake there and not the loving inception digitally that I had planned.
It's beautiful.
I've got nothing else. On Saturday night, Tony, I did a gig at Aldermaston, which is the nuclear weapons development site within the UK via the MOD. Was expecting to have to go through a barrier and up to a guard box and have to sign in to all these bits and bobs, but actually we were in the recreational society bit, the RecSoc, and he just drove in and parked up.
Oh, brilliant.
Fantastic. I couldn't see any tridents.
Right.
I didn't do any rubbish nuclear weapons jokes either, because it wasn't really for the testing site staff. It's just a venue that people can use. So it was like, it was a benefit for something or other that everyone was happy about. And I'm always a little bit worried when I do benefits, because I do finish with my song Everybody Dies. And if it's a benefit that's to do with someone who's dying, I'm a little bit concerned, but hey, they booked me, they got me. It was good fun anyway. So that was pretty much my weekend.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, my grandma died.
Oh, yes. Sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, it was expected. She's been ill for a long time. She succumbed to dementia 3 or 4 years ago and has been in a respite home for a long time. I waited until the UK Mother's Day, because America's had a different one, but I waited till UK Mother's Day had finished before I posted it, because I thought, I don't want to put a downer on people's stuff. Woke up today, and I've got to say, as a tribute to my grandma, thank you, Facebook, because that was the most commented on and liked Facebook post I've ever done.
Yeah.
Well done, Grandma. Brilliant. Well, what fitting tribute. She'd never actually been on Facebook or indeed heard of it. But she did incredibly well. Well done, Grandma. Brilliant. I hope you're upstairs with Grandad now. Right, 2 songs in a row.
Okay.
First up, the last in our first half, not a special, but our first half dedicated to Dirty Water Records, a band called Rebellions, or The Rebellions. Make sure you listen out after this, but when things go on their head. Things turn on their head after this song. It's all been going all right so far, but it's about to go a bit wrong.
Okay.
A band called Goober Patrol, but we'll wait for that. What is Rebellion's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rebellion's Music?
No, facebook.com/the-rebellion/15276223827. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's 84 you. I love it.
I haven't set a default. You are out. However, they have written some brilliant songs. Here's the latest one. Give It Time.
Running to your grave.
Plunkers Plums.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goober Patrol in a track called Coconuts, and it ushers in a second half of this show that is nothing other than batshit. In keeping with last week's Bat Sanctuary special, what is Goober Patrol's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Goober Patrol?
No, facebook.com/pages/goober-patrol486268709 And why is that, Tony?
You haven't said default.
Anyway, that makes it poorly being Internet 5, Tony Neil. It's not all bad. He gigs for us.
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs. At the 12 Bar Club, Thursday night, there's something to be confirmed. Sunday night's an open mic night, so I'm going to do, controversially, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday.
I don't know if I'm coped this week.
It's all a bit wrong. But yeah, this Wednesday, 2nd of April, The Fallen Leaves, The Transients, The Vols, and a late set from The Electric Eyes. It's London Calling Presents Minimum R&B.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's Wednesday craziness. How much do you think that would be on a Wednesday?
You know, mate, a Wednesday night? Fiver.
£6.
Ah! You cheeky London Calling Wednesday night people.
Friday night, Brett M and the Dimes, Zendog, Forfeits, Dan Bolaria, Jet Pilots, Fishmongers, and a late set from Led Zeppelin. It's an Enterprise Studios night. That's a lot on.
Yeah. Sounds really rocky.
Yeah. Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh, I'm back on track.
Finally, Saturday night. Cold Hard Truth. Tempers Fray. Injury Time. Back Down. Idle Hands and Stab. It's a Ruction Records night.
I think you could probably rearrange those bands into a sentence. that would suggest that things haven't really worked out the way you planned. That sounds quite folky.
Lovely.
I think we can safely say that. Just read out the bands again for that night.
Cold Hard Truth, Tempers yep. Fray, Injury yep. Time, yep. Back Down, yep. Idle Hands, yep. Stab.
Yeah, you can actually pretty much in that order. That's a night out, isn't it? That is a proper night out. Yeah, that's going to rock. That's going to be heavy. That's going to let you know about it.
Yes.
That's going to be an assault on the eardrums.
How much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is.
Oh, I've got two of them. 566.
666. 666.
No, but I got 566.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it is, but I got 566, which is 50 doors down from the number of the beast.
It is.
It probably doesn't even know the beast lives up there.
No, he might get his occasional mail, but he just pops it in.
He might occasionally get the... he might get the post. He might get the beast post.
Yeah.
Time to time. Return to sender.
Exactly.
Sorry, mate. You can't sign up with the beast on this watch. Right, well, anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Geek Guide 12 bar.
I did a flourish with my left hand when I sang that last bit.
Nice.
Just so you know. Yeah, right, so song 6 this week.
Okay.
Scanner. Thanks very much to Joe to getting in touch with us. The Assault and Battery compilation last week, which we didn't feature a Scanner track on, even though there's a couple of Scanner tracks on the compilation. This, however, I believe is not one of the tracks featured on the compilation, but it's off their latest release. What is Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com?
Scanner1979.com. Tony, you're having a mare. Poorly being Internet 6, Tony Neil. This is You're Out of School and No One Cares.
School to work in class, you know your life is done. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. Wanna make a better life on a store out the phone. Wanna be a new breed, gotta make it on your own. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah. Daughter or a son, straight from school to working class, you know your life is done. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. You're out of school and no one cares. You're out of school, but the army cares.
Slut rope.
You're listening to Dr. Slagerberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner. You're out of school, no one cares. All right. Get over it. I think you can see how the show has flipped on its head after the first half now. We're really rocking out to madness, not that madness, general, punk rock, additional, and all the rest madness, etc.
Yes.
Are you doing anything this week?
I'm starting on my slow path back into the music world. Tonight I've got my first band practice with just me.
Hey, it's a slow path, Tony.
Yeah.
But it's got 100 mile an hour paving stones.
Fingers crossed. So I know where the land lies tonight and whether or not
yeah,
I can...
Yeah, but I should think you'll know by the end of the session that you need a bassist and a drummer.
Yeah. It might become painful.
That's what happen.
Maybe. I assume so.
Yeah, but anyway.
That's it, yeah.
Thank you. I've got all... the rest of my new act competition heats this week in Hitchin, Lexington, Baldock on April 4th, 5th and 6th. More information, lastminutecomedy.com, featuring 27 different acts over 3 nights.
Wow.
And for bargain price entry. Find out more via lastminutecomedy.com, which I have remembered to update now that I'm actually doing it myself.
Excellent.
Yeah, well done me. And well done you for all your years of hard work of doing that and getting the hassle off me to do it.
Yay. I'm glad you can do it yourself.
I now forget to answer myself, ironically. Which is a bit of a pain. Anyway, yeah. This should be really, really good fun, and I hope you can get down to them. Right, that's about it. Oh, and I'm going up to Edinburgh in the morning. Tuesday morning. Will you put this show up tonight? You will, won't you?
I'm not going to have time. It might be Tuesday night.
Oh, sweet balls.
I'm not getting from practice till 11.
Well, in that case, then, by the time you hear this... I would already be back from Edinburgh because I won't get the chance to update this till Thursday. It's always nice to have a full-on production meeting between songs. Yeah.
I can put it on Facebook.
I'll be in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Edinburgh.
I'll update Facebook tomorrow.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Come back Thursday morning. I've actually got another gig on Thursday night in Borden, which I believe is in Hampshire. Busy week, in other words.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah,
our apologies if you don't hear about this show until quite late on. Anyway, don't matter, because this is the 99ers, and this is Troglodyte Girl. Listening to Cemetery Surfers. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's okay. That is indeed okay. Sorry, there's a little pause there. And hello, Jeff Ugly Shoes, wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Found a member of Cemetery Surfers, a man we haven't heard from in a very long time. That was the 99ers. That was the 99ers. And a track called Troglodyte Girl from their new album, Spark. And thanks to Derek Kosky for sending us that all the way from Minnesota. Do like the 99ers, and great, I reckon this is their best album yet. Great songs that we're playing a couple more in coming weeks. You can actually buy the album by going to their website, which is
the99ers.com.
no, the99ersband.com. it's 99ers as in the numbers 99, so it's THE99ERSband.com. Pauly B and the internet 7, Tony nil.
Wow,
have you got a track?
Thrashing. No, I don't.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Manly not happy. Yeah, so March has been a bit of a write-off in terms of twatage.
It
so,
really
has. Disappointing. But do email me if you don't twat. I need them. I need them. I can't do the feature if you don't email me twats. And I'm not convinced the twats, the world's twatless. So email me now. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. I love me some twat. So email me. Email me now.
I'd like to get hold of a twat so I can give it a Stevenish handshake.
Exactly. Show it who's boss.
Show it who's boss. Yeah. Yes, that's right. I'd like to bully a vagina.
Yep.
Ladies, if you're listening, I really would.
Yeah. But in there,
I'd like to be bullied by one.
Yeah.
Too much information.
Yeah, a little bit. So, in lack of twat, I've got some news on an upcoming festival. So, it's kind of an extra bit of gig guide, an addendum, as it were.
Gig guide addendum.
Yeah. It's the 0161 Festival, which is in Manchester. They've emailed to say, me and others in Manchester are organising this festival on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of May of this year at the Mostyn Miners Community Centre. It's a benefit for anti-fascism and anti-racism throughout Europe. We have all different styles of music throughout the weekend: pop, rap, jungle, drum and bass, oi, hardcore, acoustic, reggae and band slash artists from all over Europe. The aim of the festival was to show that regardless of the music you like or where you are, we're all united under the anti-fascist banner.
In that we all hate the French.
Yes.
Eric Baconstrip, if you're listening, and Eve, I don't mean it. Honestly, Gubs. Only little joke there. Couldn't resist, sorry.
So next playing, The Oppressed, Angelic Upstarts, What We Feel, 210, Kalashnikov, Sang Meli, Hatzakaso Primo, as well as loads more from Manchester, England and Europe. We're doing it at the Miners in Moston, as we think what they're doing is absolutely fantastic. A place right in the heart of the community, doing all the right things. It's a pleasure to work with them. Looking for any magazines, blogs, radio shows, websites, hope to help promote the festival. That'll be us. Thanks for reading. So go to Facebook, and again, they haven't got a default URL, so search for the 0161 Festival in Manchester, and if you are in the general area, do check that out. Help out any way you can.
Very, very good, and it's a very worthy cause, and thank you to them for getting in touch.
Yep.
I also like it when people put, I always think when people put thanks for reading, I always think that could be misconstrued, and they could be saying thanks for reading. Which, if you've been there, you wouldn't thank anyone for reading.
No.
Didn't mean it, Reading. Or did I? There's Reading and the French in one section.
Oh dear.
Oh, double dear.
Oh god.
Anyway, I love you all, really.
But that's the that's all I've got.
Hey, it's ample.
Excellent.
Last track this week, Tony. You got chances here.
Oh, right, okay.
Bangles 7 Day Conspiracy, who are on a split. I've got to get this right here. They're on a. It's a split release with Goober Patrol. That's right, I'm right here. And which is out just now, which is why we're playing a track of each off that. And forgive me, because I can't remember where it's come from.
Okay.
But I suspect it might have come via Simon Knott. And Simon says, hello, Simon, how you doing? I think it's come through you. But I have been a little bit rubbish at sorting this out this week. The second half of the show has just been so crazy. Mm. And this is a crazy finish. It's like, well, you know, we had to play this one last because what will follow it? But I'm not going to spoil it for you right now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is 7 Day Conspiracy's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/7DayConspiracy?
It is!
Oh.
Tony One, and that's the number 7, the numeric 7 rather than the word. So the number 7 and then Day Conspiracy. Tony One, Paulie Bean Internet 7. I don't know what to say other than Berkshire Hunt.
You're the one who calls the shots, starts the war.
That was 7 Day Conspiracy in Berkshire Hunt. Thank you very much for listening this week. You've gone from one C word extravaganza to what you're listening underneath is another C word extravaganza. I managed to say C word. I'm just being so nice. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the second half of the show this week. I do think it's been absolutely crazy, and thanks to all the bands for coming up with such crazy music. First half of the show, thanks to all the bands that are on Dirty Water Records for giving us so much musical enjoyment over the years, and all those four bands. In fact, all the bands we played this week have got new releases out, so do make sure you check out the bands via the websites wherever possible and buy their music. Tony, there's a couple of shows that carry this show online. Maybe you could just quickly mention them.
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. Finally, we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
Well read. Or well remembered, in fact. Or well both.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for listening this week. I hope I see some of you at my new act shows this weekend. I might see one or two of you in Edinburgh, actually. Who knows, over the next few days. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu! Apu! Cunt.
Bunch of guns!